And we're happy to have on the line this morning television host, lifestyle expert, writer, Yvette Rios. Hi, Yvette. How are you today?
Hi. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Let's talk about this Messenger, Facebook Messenger, that we can kind of virtually connect to family and friends this holiday season. What are some of the ways we go about doing that?
Well, you know, it's been a crazy couple of years. I don't need to state that. We all know it. But it's been really great for our family to have ways to connect with each other virtually. And I love Messenger. It's been so cool. This year, they've introduced all kinds of festive holiday things that are going to make any virtual party that you throw so much more fun. They've got all kinds of AR filters and group effects that I think even the most hard to please, you know, that grouchy uncle that doesn't really like to do much is going to get a real kick out of it. Yesterday, my husband and I were chatting, and I was laughing so hard that I spilled coffee all over myself. So they are so super fun. They have all kinds of games that you can play as groups too, which is also a really fun way to connect with one another. They've got Heads Up, which is a game you've probably seen on the Ellen Show. Super fun. Another game called Truth or Dab that you can play together. And it's just like, it's just such a silly good time to be able to put like Santa hats on your friends and family and laugh about it.
Well, that's pretty cool about this whole thing. How do you get everybody involved? You just have to be on Facebook with that and have the Messenger part of your app open?
Yeah. So what we do, so Messenger is its own app. So it's a freestanding thing. You can download that. And basically what, and you do need a Facebook account to use Messenger. Now, what we do as a family is we schedule, cause I've got like 40 first cousins, so I've got a pretty big family, but we usually schedule over text like, hey, we're going to talk on Wednesday at 7 p.m. And then we all get on. You can chat with up to 50 people. So we've had about 20. On a group chat before, and even my like niece got married virtually on Messenger, so we were able to do that, and we had, you know, that was probably closer to 40 people. So you can really get a lot of people in there, and the filters work on everybody in your group, so it's pretty hilarious.
Oh, that's great. It almost seems like you have a busload of people. That's a lot of people to get on one app to interact with each other, but it just lets everybody sort of listen in and also be a part of that. Talk about how the kids have an aspect of this too that's fun for kids.
Yeah, so you know the kids, you know they often get left out of these like video chats, but there is an app called Messenger Kids that's specifically for them, and it allows them to you know chat and to play all kinds of games. They have a cool like part of the app where you can design your own ugly sweater. You can try on your, you know, Rudolph shiny nose, and it gives kids a chance to chat with their friends. But also, you know, there's so many little cousins that they have that they may not be able to see this year. That it was just nice for them to have those connections. And what I personally like about Messenger Kids is that as a parent, I'm able to monitor everything. So it's not like having a social media account at all. It's really just a messenger, you know, a messenger app for kids to connect with one another. And there's a super cool feature that allows parents to chat with their kids as Santa. So you can send your kids messages, you know, just as if you're Saint Nick, and they can ask you questions. And it's just really fun to keep kind of the magic of Christmas alive.
Oh, that's really neat. We're Yvette Rios, our guest this morning, television host, lifestyle expert, talking about Messenger. What's this thing where you can watch a movie together? I used to remember the old days where people were on the phone watching a movie together and they would talk about it. What aspect does this bring to that sort of way of enjoying media?
Oh, my gosh. I've racked up so many phone bills for my parents when I was a teenager, just like watching things together. With friends on the phone for 3-4 hours. I mean, it's absurd. But Watch Together gives you that same, I mean, it's even better because you're able to see people and interact with them. So basically you can, through Messenger, you can watch a show together. You can watch all kinds of viral video content. There's even exclusive stuff, content that's made specifically for Messenger, like concerts and things like that that you can't find anywhere else that you can watch together. And then you can, you know, you get all the oohs and ahs and the faces and all of it in real life, in real time. So it's pretty cool. And it's a fun way to just you know, if they're going to watch a movie, why not watch it together? Right. Way more fun that way.
Any protocol for this? If I'm in the middle of a group and I want to leave, do I have to tell everybody goodbye or I just disconnect? How do I kind of come and go as I please? Sometimes when I'm trying to leave a party, it's going to take forever. And how are you the last one to hang up at the end? How does that work?
I'm a big fan of the Irish goodbye. I don't know if that's like a PC term for it, but I do just kind of leave a party. And you know what? The reality is, like, you know, all of this, you know, technology and the virtual interactions we've had with each other, we've become less formal about it because it's the new, you know, normal. So it's not like being on a Zoom call with your boss. Like, you know, you can, you know, step out and get coffee and come back or just, you know, leave the, you know, it's just like being in a room with your family. You know, sometimes it's nice to just leave.
Right. I have to take the dog for a walk. I got to go. The dog wants to go out. You know, use that excuse.
Exactly. Blame the dog.
Absolutely. Great. If people want to get involved and find out about this, get the app as well and be ready for the big holiday fun. Where's a good place to get all this information?
Sure. You can go to messengernews.fb.com.
Sounds great. Yvette, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it. A lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you guys, and happy holidays. It's like right upon us, so enjoy.
Absolutely, very much. Yvette Rios joining us again, lifestyle expert, television host. She's a writer as well. A little bit of things with the messengernews.fb.com. It is 8:46 at WEOL.